we know you pay attention to the league and obviously care about the league, as evidenced by you talking about you reached out to Durant the other day. Are you paying attention to what Kobe's going through in LA and what he's trying to, you know, go through coming off these injuries at age 36?
You know, I mean, I love Kobe. I love his competitive nature. I love competing against him. And, you know, I talked to him before the season, just said how, you know, it's great to have him back. You know, like I said about Durant and a couple guys, just, you know, our league doesn't seem right with certain guys not in uniform. And, you know, it's almost, I don't know. You know, so it's definitely a period that he doesn't enjoy, you know, kind of a rebuilding phase, especially at this point in his career. But one thing about him, he's gonna give it his championship effort every night, and you have to understand that when you're competing against him.
You in year 12, and he's in year 19. Have you thought about, you know, how long you want to stay in this game?
No, I haven't thought about that, but you know, I know my career will get to that point at some time, where Kobe is today, where Kevin Garnett is, you know, today, where. A lot of the songs you listen to, a lot of guys in the locker room have no idea what you're talking about. It's coming.
When you chose to come back, the roster you came back to was a lot different than this roster now. Did you kind of have a feeling you could assemble this, or did you feel like you were sacrificing maybe championships in the short term for what you
did? Yeah, that was my – I mean, if you see by, you know, the words that I spoke, I didn't envision our team being like this right off the bat. I did sacrifice the right now for the future, but you know, a lot of, it's funny, man, it's not the team, you know, besides, you know, obviously the guys that was here already, but the team was a small thing of me coming back. It was, it had nothing to do with the team much. It was more about these fans and the city and the people here and the people that watched me grow from when I first picked up a basketball at age 8 to where I am now at 29. So, you know, the team, you know, didn't mean much. I felt like me coming, we could hopefully add some pieces. Obviously, it happened quicker than I thought, but, you know, we're here now.
Everybody gets so focused and obsessed on titles and 5 titles, 6 titles.
Yeah.
When did you move past that? Because
when I stopped caring about what people think, I just stopped caring. I don't.
Was that 2010?
That was after 2010, after my loss in the finals. Yeah. I just stopped. I stopped watching the TVs, the people, the so-called experts, and listening, looking at social media and all that crap. Stopped caring. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, one of my favorite quotes of all time is Theodore Roosevelt. It's called "The Man in the Arena." And a lot of people criticize about what we do as athletes or criticize the person in the arena when they never step foot in it. They never had an opportunity to actually go out there and play, so they don't really know what it takes. So, I mean, that for me, that hit home for me, and I've been living with that.
You just spoke a minute ago about thinking about the longevity of your career, and when the TV deal came out, you clearly recognized your current place in this game. Mm-hmm. Do you think about your place in the game long term, like where you might end up and maybe where you might end up after you're done?
Absolutely. As far as, you know, hopefully while I'm here playing this game, when I'm done, I left an impression on people that watch the game, on my teammates that I play with, on the organizations I play for, you know, obviously just being 2 here in Miami and all the kids that looked up to me while I played this game. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I can leave a mark in that fashion. As far as what I'm going to do personally when I'm done, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the skies would probably be the limit of what I can do. Obviously, it would never be as exciting as this, putting on a uniform, going out and playing in front of 20,000 fans. You could never get that feeling back, but I'm not worried about what I'm going to do personally. The mark that I leave on this game when I'm done would be that I played as hard as I could. I was a great teammate, and I wanted to win every single night, and everything else take care of itself.